it's a pity. First, we should pity the Burmese people who want to know the truth about their country. The official newspaper, The New Light of Myanmar, leads today's issue with a big story about a ceremony at a pagoda for Full Moon Day. As every citizen of Rangoon would know, at least on the grapevine by now, what's really been happening around the city's big pagodas in the last few days is far from a celebration. Deep inside the official paper is a long, rambling editorial which, among other things, accuses foreign media of telling a sky full of lies about the protests there. Deeper still is found a story which calls the protesters saboteurs and talks about so-called monks leading them. But newswire stories from Rangoon, where today's protests have begun, say there are people, including monks, on the streets again, despite yesterday's military crackdown. I'm joined by our Southeast Asia correspondent, Karen Percy. Karen, I think the military have begun cracking down again.
That's right. For a second day, we are hearing of gunshots being fired in the city of Rangoon. We have also heard in the last little while, too, that soldiers and police, about 200 or thereabouts, according to reports from inside the country, say that people have gone around with loudspeakers, basically warning the crowds who have been protesting to leave the city within 10 minutes or there'll be extreme action. Now, there have been reports that a lot of people have been seen leaving the city. So certainly there is a seriousness. The junta isn't backing down. The protesters know they're certainly outgunned. They have a great deal of will here, but they're certainly outgunned. And if what we've seen over the past 24 hours is anything to go by, they'll ramp it up yet again.
Some reports are suggesting that the warning actually specifically said they should go home or risk being shot.
I haven't seen that, but you know, it's very difficult for us to know exactly what's going on here. We're getting sort of reports dribble out, dribble there. So
I
can't confirm that specifically.
But shots were fired yesterday and there are some reports of shots being fired today.
Absolutely today. And we know that some people were killed as a result of the gunfire yesterday and injured yesterday as well.
Under the circumstances, it's remarkable that people turned out at all today.
Absolutely, and especially what we saw happen overnight as well. There were raids on 5 monasteries in Rangoon alone, never mind countless other monasteries around the country overnight, where essentially monks were rounded up and arrested. We believe there are hundreds, perhaps up to 800 or 900 monks have been rounded up, perhaps more. In one instance, we heard from a witness who believes that the soldiers trying to get into one in central Rangoon, in fact, rammed through the gate when the monks wouldn't let them in voluntarily. They rounded up, arrested the men, seized about $4,500, and then this morning this witness saying that he went to visit that monastery and saw blood and bullet casings at the monastery. There were also reports that civilians had gone to this particular monastery to express their concern to the army there, to the military there. They were shouting initially. They also then started getting physical, and they were subdued by the military with tear gas. But things are getting tense. Civilians are getting angry, and if they are starting to retaliate and get violent, then who knows where this might go and who knows where it might stop.
The story in that newspaper, the official newspaper, The New Light of Myanmar, that I mentioned, also chimes with what you were just saying about them seizing the money, because in that story there is an accusation that the monks, who of course in their culture in Theravada Buddhism go around begging for alms from the people, but the story says that these monks have been extorting money and food and water from the people.
That's right. There's a great deal of doubt being cast over some of these monks and how legitimate they are. And certainly that's been an emphasis of the junta in a lot of their public pronouncements, that the monks have no business being in politics, that what they're doing is essentially anti-Buddhist. And they've come
dangerous
up with
game. Dangerous game to play.
Absolutely. For a military too. You know, it's very dangerous indeed. But we do have to recall that certainly for the older monks who've been monks for a very long time, and we are seeing a lot of those senior monks in these demonstrations as part of this campaign. They're, it's absolutely a spiritual life for them. But for younger monks, there is much more. It's an educational opportunity. Families in Burma, in the main, are very, very poor, and one way their sons can be educated is to be sent to a monastery. So that there are a lot of young men who are there primarily for educational purposes, and the junta certainly accuses a lot of those of being quite radical.
But by the same token, Anglican, many Burmese are pretty devout and will at least certainly regard the monasteries as sacrosanct.
Absolutely, and the very reason that we're even at this level in terms of protests is because people got so angry, the monks got so angry at how the junta had 2 weeks ago or more had actually responded to some monks who were taking part in those anti-fuel price protests. Because this all began when the junta overnight pretty much more than doubled fuel prices. It imposed these higher prices itself, and the people came out on the streets, the monks supported them, and then it was when some monks were attacked and tear gas was thrown at the monks that this whole process began, that the monks suddenly determined that this wasn't just about fuel prices anymore, this was about the people's rights and political prisoners and the way that people have been treated.
And Karen, you and I are apparently, and the rest of the international media, are telling a sky full of lies. It's unusual, isn't it, for the junta to respond so quickly, so rapidly and in such detail to what's going on in the international media.
Well, I think that's pretty much all they have to deal with. They're very concerned, I would imagine, on one level about the international criticism that they have. I know in the dealings that our office here has had in trying to get into Burma in the past and trying to do stories there, they're very sensitive to the international media, but at the same time, everybody's been trying to get in there. Everybody has been in touch with the embassies trying to say, we want to get in there because we know there's misinformation coming out. There's propaganda from both sides, no doubt about it. The activist side in Burma haven't had this opportunity to lord their case for quite some time. Having said that, we're all seeing what we're seeing on the television. So if it's a sky full of lies, then I'm more than happy to go into Burma and show the truth. But the junta isn't allowing me or anybody else to do that.
We'll take that as an on-air application, Karen.
Absolutely.
Percy, thank you very much.